Exercise 6. When a ball is thrown at an angle, two components make up the motion of the object. There is a vertical component, which causes the ball to move up and down, and a horizontal component, which causes it to move forward. If a ball is thrown at a high angle, it has a large vertical component, which will make it stay in the air longer. However, it will have a small horizontal component, so it will not travel as far. If a ball is thrown at a low angle, it will have a large horizontal component but a small vertical component. That means that the ball will only stay in the air a short time. To get a ball to travel farther, you need to trade off time in the air, vertical component, for speed of the ball, horizontal component. This is usually at about a 45-degree angle. Nevertheless, not every throw should be at 45 degrees. There are several other factors that influence the best angle to throw for distance. For example, if air resistance is a factor, such as on a windy day, you should throw the ball lower.